The latest from podnews.net.
There's a little thing called podcasts right here. You click that, and we've got a page full of podcasts right here.
Apple are doing it again. The Apple Podcasts app will appear on the front page of new iPhones. The new iOS 13 operating system, to be launched in September, places the Apple Podcasts app on the front screen for the first time. The Apple Podcasts app will also be on the front screen of iPad OS 13, although if you're upgrading, you won't have your home screen apps moved. Oddly, on iOS 13 on the second home screen is the iTunes Store. We thought that was going away. And users of the brand new Google Pixel 3a... By comparison, nah, the Google Podcasts app is not pre-installed on that phone. The player is, though, as it is with all Android phones. Audible has posted 145 jobs in the past month. Karen Jay tips us off. There are roles in many countries. And as one job makes clear, Audible is now developing, commissioning, and producing a wide range of high-quality original audio programs. It's 11 months since the Amazon-owned company eliminated almost all their roles from podcast-style programming. Global is also hiring for DAX, its digital audio advertising platform. DigiDay report that 300 advertisers currently use the service. Now, a correction. On Friday, we said that Brittany Luz was in Johannesburg. She wasn't. With Eric Eddings was WNYC producer Vera Lynn Williams, who's working on The Stakes with Kai Wright. We're sorry. Podtrac have revealed their top US podcast publishers for June 2019. They noticed that average US unique monthly audience, a proprietary and opaque figure, is up 6% from May. Saludes Ferrer highlights the large number of health professionals moving into podcasting in Spanish. In Panama, Medcom Go is a podcast platform in the country. It's run by television and radio company Medcom. In India, Podminers is developing a global blockchain platform for podcasting, according to a paid article in CoinIdle. Yay, said nobody ever. Feedburner has posted a short blog communicating the withdrawal of the My Brand service, which was a way to run Feedburner RSS feeds on your own domain. We'd notice that the copyright sign on that page is from 2008, and it links to a blog that Google closed in 2012. We do know that Podcast Mirror is still maintained and is a free alternative. And a nice piece of customer communication. We link to what did the Simplecast team listen to in June in our episode notes and our newsletter today. In podcasts, Andy Richter, best known for his role as sidekick of Conan O'Brien, according to Wikipedia, launches a new podcast today. The Three Questions sees Andy ask the same three questions to each of his guests. An NPR report on the Steel City Academy podcast, which All Things Considered said is a hobby turned into serious journalism. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.